great. Well, it's such an honor to be here. I'm Jarno. You probably, not everybody knows me, but I'm from the Netherlands. I brought my wife this time. In September at the conference, I was with my with a friend of mine, Jeffrey. I see a lot of Facebook friends. That's awesome. We're from the Netherlands. We pastor a church named Grace Family Church. We are in just a big city in Holland. That's like a small town here, but it's a big city in Holland. So we're enjoying our time here. It's about 7 years ago since we have had a vacation together. So this is the first one together. We have two sons, Jefta, from he was almost four, and Micha, who is almost two. And almost two? Did I say that right? Almost two. And well, they aren't home at my parents, so that's a blessing. It's also a miracle that we're here. It's a financial miracle that we can be here. We pastor a church. We do that full time. Our church is about 20 to 30 people, so it's kind of a miracle to be that at a full time basis. So. Since we got back from here in September, I was sharing with my wife about, well, the conference, the atmosphere, the people, the family, how I felt at home in Berkeley Springs. So I said, I want you to be there when I get there the next time. But well, I think it was Galen who said it Monday. When was it? Thursday morning. Breakfast. He said, "I didn't. What did you say? I didn't think you were getting here this fast." Yeah. Well, that was kind of pessimistic, but I didn't think it was. I didn't think it will be within 6 months that I would be back. But that's a miracle. Somebody gave us €1,700 for tickets to get here, and the rest is a miracle. So I'm really thankful to be here to share with you something. So anyway, it's an honor to be here to share something from the Word of God. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to, what was it, Luke. Luke chapter 7. I want to share something today about authority, delegated authority. Luke chapter 7. I'll start reading from verse 11. And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. I think I am in the wrong place. It's verse 1, sorry. Verse 1. Now, when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered to Capernaum. And a certain centurion's servant, who was dear unto him, was sick and ready to die. And when he heard Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loveth our nation, and he hath built a synagogue. Then Jesus went to him. And when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter unto my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word that my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers. And I say unto one, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh. And to my servant do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned him about, and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And they that were sent returned to the house, found a servant whole that had been sick. Jesus was marveled. There was a couple of times Jesus was marveled at a great faith. But this faith was connected to an authority. This guy was was knowing what authority was. And Jesus was marveled at his faith, marveled at the understanding that the centurion had about authority. Because the authority that the centurion had was because when he said to a soldier, go, he goeth. And, well, just as I read, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. I believe that to be kingdom people, to be people part of a kingdom, it's important to know what authority is. A kingdom is a king's domain, a domain that a king has dominion over. So it's an area of influence, an area of authority that a king rules. So the king has authority to rule over his, a kingdom. So as to be kingdom people, we must be aware that we have been given authority as well. Without the proper authority, a king cannot exercise dominion. Now, where did dominion come from? Where did authority come from? God made Adam and Eve, and he gave them authority. He gave them dominion to rule the earth. Yeah, he gave them authority to do something with the earth. So they reigned over the earth. They reigned over the animals. They gave them names. They did everything because designated jurisdiction. Because God said, "I will place you in a garden. I will set boundaries, and within those boundaries, that is your jurisdiction to exercise your authority." Amen. But then during history, certain things, events happened. Now, I need about four people to help me out with an illustration. I brought for me a golden key about this size, but I forgot it at the hotel this evening, so that's a shame. But four people, can four people help me out? Who wants to do it? Four people. Right here. Dan, Chloe? Chloe, would you help me out? One more? Do you want to help? No? One more. Well.
We aren't afraid of it.
Well, let's look at something beautiful. What is this? Let's say this is the authority. That's why I wanted to bring a key. But anyway, this represents the authority. The authority. Now, let's choose the... You are God.
Ooh.
This is...
Upgrade.
This is Adam. And let's just mix this. You're Satan. Sorry.
Do that to you, don't they?
I thought she was going to tell
us Eve. Let's see. What do we have? We have God, we have Adam, we have Satan, and we have Jesus. This is a female Jesus. Anyway, it starts with God. God has authority, dominion, rule. He has given it to man, to Adam. So Adam got his authority from God. What happened at the garden? God gave him authority, but it was conditional authority. It was law-based authority. Because the moment Eve was seduced by Satan and Adam ate of the tree, authority was taken from Adam and was given to Satan. So based upon the performance of Adam, authority was placed in the hands of Satan. What happened? Thousands of years later, Jesus came. And Jesus took the keys of authority from Satan and took it back.
Yep.
So what happens next is that when Satan is removed from the scene, Jesus is not giving it back into the hands of man. When Jesus came, Colossians 2:15 says, "In this way he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authority. He shamed them publicly by victory over them on the cross." So Jesus got it back from Satan. And at that point, he says in Matthew 28 and verse 18, in the Aramaic Bible, it says, "And Yeshua spoke with them, and he said to them, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. In the manner in which my Father has sent you, I am sending you.'" So what happened with Jesus? Jesus isn't giving authority back to man. Because if he did, the authority would be performance-based again. So if Adam screwed up again, the authority was, God pulled away the authority from man again. So what he did, it was shared authority.
Ah.
So the shared authority now rests upon Jesus. It is the ownership of Jesus. But because we have joined heir, we are joined heir with him, we sit with him, we share his authority. So the next time we screw up, it's not based upon our performance, but the authority that God gave us is based upon who Jesus is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So God is still looking at Jesus. God is still giving our authority, delegating his authority to Jesus and not to us. But because we have the name of Jesus, we are one with him, seated in heavenly places. We can use our authority not based upon our performance, but based upon the performance of Jesus.
Yep. Yep.
So we have not law-based authority, but we have grace-based authority. Yep. Amen?
Yep.
So that's the illustration. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
So it's grace-based authority. Jesus, we have Satan in the house. But anyway, that's not unusual. Usually you're all the time, right? But operating in a designated jurisdiction. The jurisdiction Adam got was the garden. It was planet Earth. Adam lost it. Satan took it. Jesus took it back and still has it.
Yes.
See, what I always thought was, Jesus gave the authority that he took from Satan back to man. But that's not the point. We have authority, but the authority is in the name of Jesus. We have authority in Christ, not based upon ourselves. Because if it was performance-based. But now we have grace-based authority. So the next time you screw up, you still have the same authority. You have the same rulership. You have the same designated jurisdiction. Because it's based upon who Jesus is. Amen?
Yes, amen.
So authority is no longer available on the basis of how you perform. God is not taking his authority away from you. Jesus in himself is perfect. Amen? He is perfect, he is in position, and he is fully authorized to rule and to use his authority. And guess what? Ephesians 2:6 says, "And God raised us up with Christ, seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus." So where Jesus is, there you are. In his perfection, in his position, and in his authority. So the authority that he has to rule the earth has not just been given to us, but we share the authority. So that way it is grace-based authority. Now, where does it start? It starts by how do you use your authority. It starts by believing you have it. Believing you have the same power that raised Christ from the dead. The same authority because you have been given the same position with him in heavenly places. Now, what is designated jurisdiction? I think it's the right English word. If I'm not right, is it jurisdiction? Yeah? That's it. Okay. So it's important to know what your realm or range of authority is vital to know, because if you do not know it, and if you do not know what the purpose is why you have that authority, you can't exercise it effectively. So it's important to believe, to recognize, to believe, and to know what your designated jurisdiction is. Jesus said, "Look, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them, and nothing will injure you." What our jurisdiction is this world, is your life, your sphere of influence, the life that you touch. And it doesn't matter in what area of life it is, if it is health, if it is economy, if it is position, if it is your job, if it is relationships. It is your designated jurisdiction of authority. Everything in your life falls under your authority.
Yeah.
So it's not the authority of somebody else to use. It is you that can use the authority that Jesus has.
Yep.
So it's not more or less. So if the world is your jurisdiction, what is your mission? What is the purpose of using that authority? Why did Jesus said, you will sit with me and have the exact same authority to use in the earth? What is the mission? The Lord's Prayer says that His will be done, that His kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven.
Yep.
So the mission of the Church of Jesus Christ is to bring heaven in the earth, right?
Yep.
What is the earth? Is it just a physical earth? It is. But part of it is our life.
Yep.
Our life is earth.
Yep.
My wallet is my earth. My body is my earth. My soul is my earth. My family is my earth. My church is. My workplace is. That is my earth. And my mission is to bring a such a change that people say, this is heaven on earth.
Amen.
So people will not recognize the authority upon your life. They will recognize heaven on your life. And that is the purpose, and that is the calling and the mission of God that God placed upon our lives. So how do you use authority? I believe that authority has been used and activated with your mouth. I believe that when a king speaks, I believe that when a Christian speaks, the Bible says, I believe it's Proverbs 18:21. Around there, death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Yep. Yeah.
He who eats thereof shall eat the fruit thereof. Right? Did I say that right? Good. It is the authority given in your mouth that has the power to change, that has the power to be effective in every area of our lives. So to know the designated jurisdiction. Years ago, we were on the island of Curaçao. We worked there for about 3 months. And one of the things we did was we started a healing room. How many of you know what a healing room is? How many of you doesn't? Who doesn't? A healing room. It's like a spiritual doctor's practice. People can come for healing, and we will pray for healing. So we will just minister healing. That is a healing room. It's a room where we will minister healing. And we did that in the jail. So we taught inmates how to heal the sick. And we did that at our church. And the Monday night when we were about to start, we had a radio broadcast to draw the people. And the newspapers were writing about us. And when we got to Monday morning, I got a phone call from a man who said, I want to be there tonight, but for about 7 years now, I am in my bed because I have a steel plate in my back. I'm hurting for 7 years. I can't walk. I can't move. I'm always being helped by doctors and nurses because my life has been ruined for 7 years because I have a steel plate in my back. So up until that time, I thought my jurisdiction was sickness. I thought God can heal a cold, God can heal cancer, diabetes, whatever it is. But that was a creative miracle. I didn't think that was possible. Well, maybe it was, but not very sure. But the one who I was working with, he was a little bit further in that. So he said, well, agree with me that God will do a creative miracle. So we blessed him, we prayed over him, and we just put the phone down. And in the afternoon, we were drinking coffee on the porch, and a man came up to the fence, and he was saying that we had to come. So we went up to him, and he didn't even introduce himself. He said, We talked on the phone this morning. He said, after we hung up, my back was beginning to get warm. And after 7 years, he said, my steel plate is totally gone out of my back.
Sure.
And that was a mindset that was changing in me. that my jurisdiction was even beyond the medical conditions. But even creative miracles were in the power of our mouth. And see, up until then, I thought that, you know, a lot was possible. But from that point on, I know everything is possible.
Yeah.
And about 1 month ago, I shared this testimony at another church where I was ministering. And a woman came up to me after the service. She said, I was so encouraged and blessed by the testimony of that man with a steel plate in his back. Because I have a steel, I don't know what you call it, but it was something like an S of steel in her back. She said, I have pain all of the time. And I'm believing God for a creative miracle. I said, if you're believing it, I'm believing it too. So I laid hands on her. I spoke to that steel thing in her back. I commanded it to be gone, and everything that steel thing was holding to its place would return again and be there. And I said, well, God bless you. See you again, and bye-bye. So I went home, and it was the Saturday next after that Sunday, I got a message. She said, I'm believing the thing is gone because the whole week I'm out of pain. I have nothing, no problems anymore that I had for years now. And in May, she is getting a total body scan to look if that thing is still there. So I'm believing it's gone. But you see that it is the designated jurisdiction that is so important and so vital to understand that we have authority over everything in our lives. Every situation is under our authority. But the authority can be used by our mouth. It is not just somebody else's authority that we have to get our situation to change. It is the authority that you have to use and to speak to every problem, every situation. And you use your authority to change it and to change it around. You understand what I'm saying? So your designated authority is earth. And I believe that everything that you are battling in your life, you have authority over. Whatever people around you are facing, you have authority over. That is because Jesus didn't give you authority just for yourself.
Yeah.
It is to influence the world.
Yeah.
It is to spread the kingdom. It is to take over this earth. It is to bring heaven on earth, not just in your own life, but also in the life of your neighbors or friends or family or whatever. If you see somebody who's sick, you use your authority to heal the sick. If somebody is depressed, you use your authority to speak to that depression. It is the authority that you have, and not just you, but it is you with him in heavenly places. So grace-based authority to speak into every situation and every problem, and whatever life is bringing up, whatever circumstances you're at, you have authority over it. We are living in faith financially. It's every month. It's kind of like we're trusting God in every month. So it's a miracle that since July of last year we are in full time ministry, and in 6 months twice to the United States, and we are absolutely blessed. But you see, it is the way we speak, it is the way we believe and the way we speak that I believe is the fruit thereof. Because if we speak in terms of poverty, I don't believe you can reap prosperity.
Yep, right.
If you speak sickness, you cannot reap
yep.
health. So the way you speak is absolutely vitally important. Because the way that you speak, the way you use your mouth is the way that you can exercise your authority. So what is your designated jurisdiction? What is it? It's earth. What is earth? It's everything. It's your life. It's the life of your parents or whatever. And how do you use your authority? What's the bat? It's your tongue. So to use your authority is grace-based. So whenever you screw up, whenever you're sinning or whatever, it's not based on your performance that you can use your authority. You do not have to build up authority again. It's not, how do you say it? Variable?
Variable?
Variable? It's not variable. It's stable. It's always stable. The authority is always 100% because it is not based upon who you are, but based upon who Jesus is. And in Christ, you have authority. In Christ, you have healing. In Christ, you have prosperity. In Christ, you have joy unspeakable, full of glory. In Christ, the earth belongs to you. And that is the message I wanted to give you. I wanted to encourage you that no matter what circumstance there is, you have authority over it. You have the possibility to change your situation around. So whatever it is, if it's healing, if it's, you name it, and you claim it because it's yours. Amen? Father, thank you. Thank you for the authority that is in Christ, that we have authority shared with you. Not based upon us, but based upon grace, based upon who Jesus is, we can use our authority. And God, in faith, we can use our authority. We can use our mouth to turn situations around, to change the lives of other people, but also change the lives of our own. Thank you, God, that every impossibility will become possible. Everything, God, that maybe is in our bodies as a sickness. Father, we command sickness to go out of her body right now. We believe for healing. We believe that the stripes of Jesus are our healing. Father, thank you that we are already healed. And Father, we command manifestation of that word to come into our bodies right now. Father, every sickness has to leave in our bodies in the name of Jesus. And under the sound of my voice, Father, every sickness will leave right now. I thank you, God, by the authority of the name of Jesus, we command sickness to go. We command diseases to go. We command every bit of organ that isn't functioning right to be functioning right again. Father, if a creative miracle is needed, then thank you, Holy Spirit, that you will work it out right now. I thank you, God, that every bit of depression, every bit of fear, every phobia must be gone in the name of Jesus. Father, every spirit of heaviness will come off of us now in Jesus' name. And Father, thank you for the joy of the Lord that is our strength. God, thank you that our minds are created to be the mind of Christ and not the mind that is full of heaviness, full of focused upon the earth. But Father, we choose to be kingdom-minded. We choose to be heaven-minded. Father, we choose that our minds will be led by the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, right now, I thank you for filling us up. I thank you, God, for encouragement. I thank you, God, for a new view of ourselves, a new view of who you are and of our position in Christ. And thank you, God, Holy Spirit, that you will lead us, you will guide us into all truth. You will help us, God, that even in this week, even in the years to come, that we are aware of the authority we have, the position we have. And God, that we can make a change, we can bring a change into our lives and into the lives of people around us. Because, God, in every area of our lives, we command the kingdom to come and to manifest itself fully. And in the authority we have been given by the name of Jesus, we declare and decree that. And we receive it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for listening. This was an easy crowd. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. That's it. Thank you. Thank you.